One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Kesey. Continued. Disc 2. Why, I've never seen anything to beat the change in Maxwell Tabor since he's got back from that hospital. A little black and blue around the eyes, a little weight lost, and you know what? He's a new man. Gad, modern American science. And the light is on in his basement window way past midnight every night as the delayed reaction elements the technicians installed lend nimble skills to his fingers as he bends over the doped figure of his wife, his two little girls, just 4 and 6, the neighbor he goes bowling with Mondays. He adjusts them like he was adjusted. This is the way they spread it. When he finally runs down after a preset number of years, the town loves him dearly and the paper prints his picture helping the Boy Scouts last year on graveyard cleaning day, and his wife gets a letter from the principal of the high school how Maxwell Wilson Tabor was an inspirational figure to the youth of our fine community. Even the embalmers, usually a pair of penny-pinching tightwads, are swayed. Yeah, look at him there. Old Max Tabor, he was a good sort. What do you say we use that expensive 30 weight at no extra charge to his wife? No, what the dickens. Let's make it on the house. A successful dismissal like this as a product brings joy to the big nurse's heart and speaks good of her craft and the whole industry in general. Everybody's happy with a dismissal. But an admission is a different story. Even the best-behaved admission is bound to need some work to swing into routine. And also, you never can tell when just that certain one might come in who's free enough to foul things up right and left, really make a hell of a mess and constitute a threat to the whole smoothness of the outfit. And like I explained, the big nurse gets real put out if anything keeps her outfit from running smooth.